What?
String.
Oh, it might be the string, yeah. But those sows been there ever since you've been born. You notice the difference?
Oh, yes.
What'd you notice when you walked in the room?
The floor is cleaner, and this is open.
You like it open or closed?
Open, yeah. I like it. Zeke noticed your hair right away.
You're jealous. You're not the only one that can grow hair, buddy. I'm going to let it get as long as yours.
Mine is not that long.
What?
And
top it is.
The top, yeah,
but yeah, but not. That's how I'm gonna let it get long on the top.
This is your edge.
Right here.
The plants, yeah.
Right here.
Yeah, so don't step past the plants. You gotta stay inside the plants.
Cha cha cha.
I remember when I was a Jew.
See how this is gonna cut you on?
I'm lying? Oh, good morning. Welcome to Fellowship. I'm Jesse Peterson. Thank you so much for being with me. You can get involved by going to our YouTube chat line, and Hake will pass on your comments or questions for me, all right? Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Morning. First, y'all noticed the amazing job Sean did throughout the building? Anybody notice? Isn't that amazing? Did you notice it? And what'd you notice?
Your hair, the plants, and your hair. Most likely your hair, the plants, the background, and the floor.
Right on. Well, thanks for the hair. amazing work. Thank you, Sean, again. E. White. Sean does amazing things. He knows how to make things work. He's a, are you a fixer?
A painting fool.
He painted the whole building by himself. And nobody offered to help. Anybody offered to help?
Nick offered to help several times.
Didn't Nick come and help put everything back?
Yep, he helped with the...
This morning?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Wow. I'm stunned. No, not really. Nick, a hard worker too. But thank you, Shy. Amazing stuff. Nice. Any questions, comments? Hey, I asked Big Bob, did he notice the building different? He like, yeah. I like, what you notice? That wall over there. I'm like, that wall been there since you've been born. And everything on that wall, except for the strings that Sean put up there so people don't lean against the wall, has always been there. What? It feels that way, I think, because this wall is open now. Yeah, I think that's why. And the floors are lighter, brighter. Okay, any question? What? Anybody have a life this week? 3-4 people had a life. What was your life this week?
I had something, I noticed something that I had to catch myself before it happened. During one of James' shows, someone mentioned me. And, you know, saying a few things. And I noticed the devil trying to, hey, you need to call in to defend yourself. Uh-huh. Call in. But I chose not to.
Nice.
I chose not to. But, you know, I just didn't call. So to try to not protect myself.
Was it hard not to do it?
It wasn't hard not to.
He was talking to you, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And how do you feel letting that pass?
Oh, it's nothing. I just It was
nice,
it was cool.
Man.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Did I see your hair? Oh, you had a life this week?
Yeah. I noticed that I started going through like a lot of thoughts, that feeling like I had to do something. And it's kind of leading into the biblical questions. I was reflecting on it.
Yeah.
And this whole week, I was just struggling in my head because I thought I had to do something. If not, all these bad things were going to happen. And now I remember you said, when you feel like that, do nothing. Because I felt like I need to do this. And it was like these emotional impulses to take action on whatever it was.
Yes.
And it was painful, the thought of it and feeling it and then going through it. But nothing happened at the end of it.
Yeah, you're going to have to go all the way to the cross with that, all the way. And it's going to be, you go no matter, and the fear will overtake you because it feels like you have to do something, but you can't do anything. You got to die in order to live. So you got to go all the way with it. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. Any other questions? Yes.
So, I guess this thought came from, I was watching an earlier fellowship on YouTube, and you made this comment where you said, like, working on yourself is, like, the most fun you can have.
Yeah.
And I guess I got in my head a little bit, because I started thinking, like, I'm not having the best time.
I know what you mean.
But, like, I also was thinking about just this whole thing and what I'm trying to do, and you know, I'm supposed to want for nothing, but if I'm really honest with myself, like part of the reason I'm here is I'm trying to fix myself.
You're trying to fix yourself?
Fix myself, yeah.
Meaning what?
Meaning, I don't know, like be better in my life, be better, like in general, be better spiritually, and it seems a little hypocritical given the message.
You trying to be better than what?
Than what I have been.
And what have you been?
I don't know. I mean, I could make all kinds of judgments about like how my life hasn't gone the direction I had expected it to or thought that I was on track for or whatever. But
it hasn't gone the way you expected it to?
Yeah.
And how did you expect it to go?
Just a lot richer and more friends and bigger house and maybe a boat.
So you wanted to be richer, bigger house, and a boat?
Yeah, just like classical definition of success.
And you got none of those things?
I mean, I don't have none of them. I don't have the boat, though.
You have everything but the boat?
No, I don't have everything but the boat.
And why don't you have everything?
I don't know, just ups and downs of life, or I just haven't achieved them yet, or...
Do you feel like a loser?
In some regards, I'm, like, critical about some things about myself, yeah.
And now you're working on yourself?
Yeah.
And you feel like a hypocrite working on yourself?
Just in the sense that, like, I know deep down I'm trying to make it better. I'm trying to, like, in some regards, like, win at this game.
Win at what game?
Exactly. I mean, I know that's, the wrong mentality, but...
And you're trying to make what better? How are you trying to make you better?
I don't know. I mean, I guess more disciplined, more effective in my relationships, you know, more movement in my career.
I'm sorry?
More movement in my career.
So you said better relationship, and what else?
More discipline.
In what way do you want to be disciplined?
I don't know. There are elements to my life or personality that I think are counterproductive, that are like old ingrained habits that I'm trying to, you know, wash out.
Like what, for example, if you can say?
Temper?
Temper?
Yeah.
You have a temper?
I get I get angry when people, when I know people are lying to me. I get especially angry when we both know they're lying and they stick to their guns.
And why do you get angry when someone lying to you?
I don't know.
I'm sorry?
I don't know.
You don't know why you get angry at people lying to you?
I feel like there's a sense of fairness that's violated, or I don't know.
Do you get angry at lying to yourself?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Why not?
Because I can't recall being angry at myself for lying to myself.
Why do you get angry at yourself for lying to yourself?
Maybe lack of awareness.
You don't know that you're lying to yourself?
I feel like in an incident, if you pressed me, I could own it. But when I'm just like kind of unconscious in the swing of things, not really.
Oh, okay. The young lady in the white want to respond to what you said.
I miss you, Jesse. I have no idea what he said.
Amazing.
I know. I just got back from the bathroom.
What?
I just got back from the bathroom.
What?
I just sat down, yes.
Oh, did you make the reservation to go on the trip, the boat trip?
Oh. Yeah.
She made a reservation to go on a boat trip. They went on the trip, but she forgot to make a return.
We were stuck in Canada.
Yeah. No, they got stuck in Canada.
Yeah.
How do you make a... You plan not to come back or something?
I was planning a really grand adventure.
How do you make a reservation without a return?
Honestly, Jesse, I assumed we were going to
assume.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I really assumed.
You thought the return was automatic?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, the last cruise we did, we came back to L.A., so I assumed we were going to come back. So we were stuck, yeah.
What a mess.
It was a one-way trip. It was a mess. But it was fun. It was a fun mess.
Nice. Thank you. Okay. Can you respond to him? It's hot up here. What time? I'm sweating like a slave.
I mean, I'm trying to unpack what he said. He said he's here to make himself better. That's the first thing, which...
Speak up for me.
He said he was here to work on himself. So I can relate to that. But as far as all the other things, I feel like he's not willing to answer the question. Because didn't you ask him specifically when he gets mad at himself for lying to himself?
All right. Well, he said that he doesn't really know. He doesn't pay attention to that. Sorry.
I don't.
He pay attention to everybody else lying, but not himself.
I don't know if... I'm not saying he's lying necessarily, but it almost feels like he refuses to answer that because of what he's learning. Like, that's what's stopping him.
And how can you help him?
How can I help him? Maybe just be more willing to be honest. It's okay if you're wrong. Because in my opinion, if you're at least honest, that's the beginning of a little more clarity of where you're at.
Okay. You working on yourself?
Yes.
How?
Well, I'm taking steps. I'm listening to what you're saying. I'm watching some of these. That's what brought me here. And to be honest with you, some of it's a little confusing.
Like what?
Well, I don't know where to start, because most of it is, actually. Let me be more specific.
How about start at the beginning?
So one of the things that got me here was the apology concept. So at first I thought I had it. Made sense. And hanging on to anger, that also made complete sense, which is something that I'm trying to overcome. But as soon as I started the process, it's almost like there was a conspiracy against me.
Yes.
All these new challenges, like I figured I could cover this angle, they come at me a different angle.
Give me an example of what you mean.
So I work with a bunch of challenging personalities.
Right.
That's almost the hardest part of my job. And so the typical interactions that you can have, I basically let go. Because I realized, like, I'm getting offended and I care about what they think. All this, what you talk about in here, is about letting that go. So I did all that. But then it became logistics. Then it became like, wait a second, now you're actually making a choice that's inhibiting my ability to do a few things. So the anger response started. And it ran away from me a little bit, but I reined it in, definitely as a result of changing the way I'm seeing the world.
All right.
So it was less, like it wasn't, it could have been a lot worse, but then I caught myself and let it go.
Nice. And so that's a good thing.
I think so. I think, but I still, the fact that, okay, so the silent prayer, there's a good example. Wow. So that's the loudest I've ever had in my head. When I'm trying to do that prayer, it's amazing how many different thoughts and how many different things are coming. It's almost louder than if I didn't try to do it.
Yes. And would you have a question about that?
Maybe.
What's your question?
Is that normal when you're doing something like that, or and how did you deal with that?
Sean, want to respond, and then I'll put my two cents in.
It's not that they started when you started doing the silent prayer. It's more that they were always there, and you're just starting to notice them.
Okay,
which is a good thing.
You are the problem. The problem was is that you were one, this is you, and when you were traumatized as a kid, you went into them, all the noise, and you've been living in there all your life thinking that it's you. And the only thing you're doing now is coming out, and you're being aware of all the noise, the darkness that you've been living in, and if you just watch it, it'll be taken away because all evil spirits. It's not you, but it's always been there.
Right. I agree with that.
Speak to the mic for me.
I couldn't agree more.
Right.
But it's almost like saying, there's the mountain, climb it.
Yes.
And, okay, it's hard though.
What?
It's difficult to get to the top of that mountain.
And?
That's all. That's what I'm noticing. Didn't realize how hard it was going to be.
You haven't seen hard yet. It's going to get worse if you stay with it. But climb it anyway.
Definitely.
Go all the way over it, and you will see paradise. That's what Christ had to do. He had to climb that same mountain.
Yeah, those are the times where you wonder if you're able.
What?
I mean, I don't know if I'm on that level. I definitely know I'm not.
You're on your way to it if you go all the way with it and allow them to hang you on the cross, you'll be there.
Great. Let's do it.
But stay with it. You got to go all the way. There's no way around it.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And now that you're alive, because you're forgiven, now you got to die. And then you'll know what Christ knew. Everything he knew or know, you will know it. But you got to die from the false illusion of yourself. That makes sense?
Yes.
And it's gonna get worse.
That's also believable.
Are you ready for that?
I have no choice.
Right. That's right, you have no choice.
It doesn't matter.
There's nothing to go back to.
No.
And you can't say, oh, it's too hard, too long, how long it's gonna take, because that's the devil in you screaming that, and it's not you. It'll sound like you. He'll say, oh, it's too hard, just too rough. I can't handle this. But it's not you. It's those spirits dying, and they don't want to die, but you feel it in your body until you think it's you.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Definitely.
Yeah. So stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And when you deal with your employees or people at work, if that spirit of anger comes, don't call it you. It's not you anymore. Just watch it. It has never been you. But you got to do your job, whatever you got to do, mm-hmm. but don't identify with the anger at all.
That actually is helpful. What you said, that actually makes it a little easier, actually.
Yeah, you got to feel it, but no one knows that you're feeling but God and you. And so just feel it, but do what you got to do.
I guess a small example would be the toothache I had. Nobody knew.
Right.
But I wasn't in the best mood.
Yeah. Just go through it. Did you forgive your mother?
Yes.
How did that go?
I don't think she knew what was going on.
Nice.
I mean, I remember you specifically saying it doesn't really matter.
No.
There was part of me that was like, should I explain? Okay, no. Great, we're moving on.
Right. Because she knew, she just didn't want to admit it.
Right.
She really didn't know. But she's not ready to overcome.
Which is usually where I think that's my issue.
What?
That she's not ready and that I need to explain better or something like that.
Why is it your issue that she's not ready to leave hell?
It's not. I said before that I would think that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what made it a little more reasonable of an experience.
Yeah, you're not responsible for bringing anyone out of their hell. Leave them in their hell. Isn't that amazing?
Definitely.
You notice God don't force them to come out of hell. He doesn't force them, right?
No.
He can bring everybody out of hell just like that. But he lets you stay in the hell until you're ready.
That's a fact.
So leave mama in hell.
Okay.
Amazing. Any other questions?
Oh, for sure. I can't think any right now.
Oh, okay.
Now that I got the mic, I...
All right. Amazing. Yeah. Okay. Did I see your hair? No?
Well, I had a life.
I'm sorry?
I had a life. You didn't see my hand, but I did have a life.
And what was your life this week?
I've been watching myself.
You what?
I've really been watching myself.
Explain.
I've been watching how I handle different situations that have come about where I would take it personally or get defensive or feel a certain kind of way but not express it. And I've just been watching myself and letting it pass, and it's been interesting.
Amazing.
It's been interesting. I feel like I'm really making some strides, but then, I mean, of course, I know I have a long way to go, but it is getting to the point where it's kind of fun.
And when you say you notice you have a long ways to go, what do you mean? How do you know you have a long ways to go?
Oh, just because there are times over the past week where I have felt a certain kind of way, but I didn't express it. I watched it and I let it pass, but I still felt it. So I know that the goal is to get to the point where I'm not even feeling it.
Amazing. Okay. Joel want to respond to the helpless soul that tried to work on himself. Respond to what he said, Joel.
The first time.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did he say? A whole bunch.
I think that there's, if I can remember, I think there's just a perception of the life before being bad, opposed to just realizing that it's just, you were just unconscious and didn't know. But the hell doesn't come from the situations, but more so the unconsciousness. So if you take away the judgment of your life before being bad and you have this idea of the boat and those things, and I understand, but if you take that away, you realize that the life would be the same with or without. The only difference is consciousness makes you just more aware of what's going on.
That makes sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
What made sense about that?
Well, his comment and other people's comments, just kind of thinking about it and what I said, if I take a step back and look at it, it just kind of just feels like more thoughts.
Where now?
I said, when I take a step back and look at it, it just kind of feels more like more thoughts. You know, I set an arbitrary baseline as a child, didn't know anything about the world. And then I'm kind of like working to that arbitrary idea that I built as a child, really.
Have you ever been held back by someone in life? Have you, has anyone ever tried to hold you back or have held you back?
Probably. I don't know.
I'm sorry?
I've never really looked at a situation like that.
Anybody ever been held back or people tried to hold you back? You say yes? Give me an example of being held back or someone trying to hold you back.
When I was younger, I really wanted to do criminal justice, study criminal justice, and my parents were like, that's not for women, you can't do it. And then I wanted to do other things, and they're like, that's not for women, you shouldn't be able to study, or you shouldn't study that. So it sucks. It's a bad feeling.
It's what?
It's a nasty feeling to be held back.
Anybody else been held back or someone tried to hold you back? Okay, right here.
Good morning.
I'm sorry?
I said good morning.
Good morning. I saw your hand, right?
Yeah. Okay. I feel like somebody's done that to me.
Held you back?
Mm-hmm.
In what way?
In the workplace. Like doing a job and not getting the compensation for it and then addressing it and having to walk away.
You have to walk away?
Yeah.
So you repeat it. What happened?
Like in the work environment, me performing a certain job and not being compensated for it and then addressing it and it's still not being rectified, so I left.
So you did a job,
mm-hmm.
and no one paid you for it.
That's the roundabout way, yeah.
And they didn't say anything about it? They didn't congratulate you or anything?
No, I think it was just, it turned into an expectation that I was doing a job well, and I was just expected to be in that position. And then when I addressed it to say, hey, this is what I'm doing and this is how I should be paid, it was a belittling conversation to where I just said...
And so you left.
Peace out, yeah.
Oh, okay. Anybody else been held back? No, just two people? That's amazing. You've been held back?
Sure.
How?
I've held myself back.
How?
Overthinking.
Give me an example.
Well, let's just say I wanted to do something. I would talk myself out of it because of a bunch of different reasons why before I even attempted it, especially when I was younger, not so much now.
Oh, okay. But no person has ever held you back or tried to?
I probably would have said that before, but I won't say that now.
Before what?
I think before maybe even 5 years ago. I look at the world differently now. I think there's only a certain amount that people can actually hold you back. So I don't want to start pointing fingers at that.
Oh, okay.
Do you see what I'm...
But beforehand, you thought that people were holding
you
back.
Oh, yeah.
And now you realize they were not?
Yeah. To some degree or another. There's always something you can do.
Oh, okay. Okay. Why didn't you go to law school once you became an adult?
It was criminal justice. I don't know. I guess it stuck with me, the fact that I was told not to do it.
And so even as an adult, they stopped you from doing it?
No.
Why did you just go as an adult?
Maybe because I lost interest at that point. I never thought of going back to study that.
So you held yourself back?
Yeah.
And so your mother not to blame for that then, right?
No.
So did you get mad at the way at yourself for not going as you did with her, with them?
I never really thought about it until now that you're saying it. And I think I would blame myself now because I could still go back to school and study that if I wanted to. I've never thought about it.
And so you just stay angry at them?
No, I think I got over that anger. The fact that I wanted to study something I wasn't able to, that this was years ago, so I just kind of sat in the back seat with it.
So you really didn't want it?
Probably not. If I'm not holding that against them, probably.
So they probably, that's why they told you not to go.
Maybe. Maybe.
They knew you knew, you didn't know what you wanted.
Yeah, I didn't. I really didn't. I mean, I feel like at the age of 18, 19, you don't know what you want.
Right.
So, yeah.
Amazing. Why didn't you speak up for yourself at the job?
I mean, I did it like when it came time.
But why do you speak up while it was happening? You've done this work, and like Sean did all this work in his building, I totally ignored it.
Way to go. I think at the time that it was happening, the job in and of itself, I looked at it like it's just such a complicated situation, but I think I looked at it like I agreed to be here at this place and time, and I'm going to wait till this, it's basically a freelance job. The first part of it, I think I was like, I'm going to wait till this part of the job is over, and if it comes back around, I'm going to have a conversation, which I did, and it didn't.
But why do you deal with it? Why it was happening? Because they didn't hold you back. You held yourself back by not dealing with it.
I kind of did.
Oh, wait and do it later.
I kind of did at the beginning of it. I did lay some boundaries, and it's a very tangled web to slice this down into a very generic conversation. But in the end, I don't think I look at it as an overall of her holding me back. I think I looked at it as something that it just doesn't work for me to continue doing that anymore. And I think in the moments where it was appropriate, where it wouldn't disrupt the entire workplace, I said what I had to say. But I could see that there was an effort to hold me back, and me agreeing to take a job under a certain umbrella was just, it was a holding me back situation. I kind of lost in both ways. I lost a bunch of money by turning it down, and if I would have stayed and been under that, I would have not been great either. So I don't know.
So it was all your fault.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've never.
But see, that's why you have to deal with things when they happen, because you don't know what would have happened had you spoken up at the time.
Well, I kind of did at the beginning, and it was.
I'm sorry?
I kind of did at the beginning. But
kind of is not doing it.
It's complicated. I know. I'm just remembering that situation, and I think I just did what I knew how to do best at the time,
right.
And I said,
okay,
what I said.
So let's deal with the biblical question. Anybody know what the biblical question is? Only two people? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right. What is the biblical question for this week?
Are you interested in being or doing? That's it?
What?
That was it? That was the question, right?
You're not sure?
But I know that was from last week, yes?
What was the question?
Are you interested in being or doing?
No.
That wasn't it?
No.
That was. Yes, it was. It so was it. That was the last thing you said. Yes.
What was the biblical question?
What are you most interested in, being something or doing something?
Nope. What the? What was the biblical question?
What interests you more, being something or doing something?
Nope.
Yes.
Wow. What was the...
I know I'm not,
What's more important to you, being something or doing something?
No. So you guys didn't work on it. Did you? You know the biblical one?
Not verbatim.
I'm sorry?
Not verbatim, no.
Oh. Anybody know verbatim? Right here.
Was it, would you rather be or do?
Repeat that.
Would you rather be or do?
No. It's, oh, I saw your hand and hat. Yeah. What's the biblical question for this week?
Well, it's what matters more to you, doing something or being something?
No.
No? Should I reword it?
What's the biblical question, Hake?
Which are you most interested in, being something or doing something?
He read it up.
Okay. You. So which are you most interested in, being something or doing something?
Being.
Being?
Yes.
Explain.
I say being because once you are, how can I say this? What you do kind of reflects who you are or your state of being. So I'd rather be than to do, if that makes sense. Yes?
You'd rather be than to do?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Are you sure? Why you seem nervous?
Well, I don't know now. You make it seem like it's wrong.
How am I doing that?
Well, you're making me question myself.
Nice.
Well, is that wrong? To be, then to do?
I'll come back to you.
Okay.
I want to hear
okay.
from others.
Okay.
What did you say to the biblical question?
I said I'm more interested in doing something. A disclaimer, though.
I'm sorry?
I have a disclaimer.
What?
Well, I'm interested in doing something. However, the thing that I'm interested in doing is simply the silent prayer and being still. That's it.
Oh.
Nothing
you're
more.
Interested in doing rather than being.
Right.
And that's the prayer and what else?
Just being still and doing the silent prayer. That's the only thing I'm interested in doing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The young man in the hat had his hand. Which are you most interested in, being something or doing something?
I'm more interested in doing something.
Explain.
Ever since I was a kid, I've always had this idea in my head. Well, not an idea, but this feeling that I have to help out. I got to do something, you know. I don't want to, like, even at a party, when we would go to parties as a kid, I would always try to help out setting up the chairs and the tables and, you know, do something, you know, not just sit there and wait for people to set up everything. And then if I ever see someone that needs help, like, that needs help pushing a car, you know, like, they're
pushing a car?
Yeah, well, you know, when some people are stuck in the middle of the road.
They only do that in Mexico, sorry. Yes.
Oh, well, I mean, I've done it here, too. You know,
I see the Mexican pushing cars in Mexico.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, you know, just help them out. You know, just get them, at least get them out of the way. You know, just help them out. You know,
oh, okay. So yeah. You're most interested in doing something. Okay. Yeah.
So, and then being something, if I'm something, I mean, we really are nothing, you know. I'm only going to be worshipped by people who are fake, you know. So I'd rather just do... Help out my fellow man when I can, and
so when you
move on.
Push the car out of the mud, do those people worship you?
I don't care if they do. I'm glad I was able to help them out.
But do they worship you? They appreciate you doing it.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But I just did my part to helping out my fellow man. That's it.
Okay.
And then just move on. Not right. even think about it later.
Who else did the homework? Oh, good. Right here. Which are you most interested in, being something or doing something?
Neither.
Neither?
Mm-hmm.
And why not?
Well, initially I was going to say doing something, but then I thought about it and I'm like, the biblical questions are spiritual questions. And when I thought about it in a spiritual way, it popped into my mind, of ourselves we know nothing and of ourselves we can do nothing. So that's why I say neither.
Oh, okay. So neither one. Yeah. Okay. Amazing. Yes, sir. Did you do the homework?
Yeah.
Which are you most interested in, being something or doing something?
Doing something.
And explain.
I don't know. I really don't know how to explain it, but I guess I get more joy when I do something. I feel more accomplished.
Uh-huh.
If I'm like sitting down, even like doing the silent prayer, as I'm doing the silent prayer, my mind would tell me, oh, you got to take care of this. Oh, don't forget to do that. Oh, let me get my phone out, make a note, so I got to do this. So I feel like I'm more drawn to do things and continuously do things. It keeps me occupied.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes, Raymond. Being or doing?
Being something.
And why you say being?
Because when you want to be something, you're aware that you are nothing right at that moment. When you're doing something, you tend to forget that truth.
Okay. Interesting. This young man.
This feels like a trick question. So I gave it a thought. I probably would rather be something, because if you're something, you're still, doesn't rule out the possibility of doing anything. So you get both if you're being something.
So you would rather be something?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You sure?
No. But kinda.
But kinda?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes, let me go here, then these two guys here. Being or doing?
I'm going to say being.
Being, and why?
I always see being an example. That's it.
Okay. You'd rather be an example?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Right here and then here. Yes, sir. Being or doing?
I'm going to choose being.
I'm sorry?
Being.
And why being?
I'd say, before I used to say doing, interested in like doing things in life, goals and whatnot, but now it matters more. I mean, I took it a little different, this question, like being as far as personality. I'd rather be a better person than going doing things and not and being a shithead. Excuse me.
Yeah, you are in a church. There are little kids here. So you'd rather be a cursor?
No. All right. No, but I'd rather be something, that something would be a better man, you know.
Okay.
Rather than do something, accomplish goals, which I do, but I'd rather be something and be a quality man.
Okay.
And then let the rest settle in.
All right. The young man behind you. What are you most interested in, being or doing?
I'm most interested in doing, because in being something, that kind of feels like I know what should happen or what I should be, and that seems like a very ego-driven idea that I have, this like idea of what I should be and then go out and be that thing. Whereas if you're doing, you're like active in the world. And
I'm sorry?
I said when you're doing, you're active in the world and not necessarily trying to define the world around you or ascribe some kind of judgment to it. You're just in it.
So are you getting better?
At what?
At anything. Since you start coming, you wouldn't forget your mother, right?
Yeah.
You did?
I did.
And you're doing the prayer?
Yeah.
Are you getting better?
At watching my thoughts, yeah. And more consistently throughout the day, yeah.
Do you find yourself dealing with things a little differently?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, stay with it. All right?
Yeah.
Who else did the work? Oh, you didn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Did I see your hand in the yellow orange shirt?
Sure.
Oh, Which are you most interested in, being or doing?
Being.
Explain.
Because you could do anything, but it's temporary, and it always changes. But if you're being, you could be anywhere and be content or satisfied with yourself, in a sense. Like, I could be in New York or here. It doesn't really matter if I travel or whatever, but I'd just being, I could be just as entertained there where I've never been and all these things going on, just as I am here. Really,
okay.
I think it's more important. Just, I mean, we're human beings. We're not human doings, so it's more like just be.
Okay. Amazing.
Things will come your way, and you do them as they come.
Nice. Did I see your hand?
No, but I'll answer.
Oh, okay. Right here. Right here first. No, go ahead. Being or doing, which you're most interested in?
Doing.
Doing? And why you say doing?
I feel like there's more presence in doing. But if you're trying to be something, you're constantly thinking about what needs to be done to portray an image.
Okay. Amazing. Yes, sir.
So the question is, what I'm most interested in?
Being or doing?
Right. And I found out, looking at that question, that the interest is not a choice. So I'm originally interested in doing something, and I find it hard to not do something. I get unrested, I get uneasy.
So I'm black and slow. Which were you most interested in, being something or doing something?
I'm most interested in, not by choice, doing something.
So what now?
I'm most interested in doing something.
And why?
I find it really difficult to not do something because I get a feeling of not being something.
Okay. Amazing. Yes, Frankie. Being or doing, which you're most interested in?
I haven't really thought about it, but I can give you...
Oh, you have not?
No.
You didn't do your homework?
I did not.
But now that you think about it.
So growing up young, I want to be this, and I want to do that, and I want to be this. And I would always have a uncomfortableness, and at the end of the year when I did all my goals and I didn't accomplish them, I felt like a failure because I wasn't who I wanted to be. I'm never happy.
So which one are you most interested in, being or doing?
I was more happy being that person, you know. I haven't really thought it all the way through. I was unhappy with both of them eventually, and I had to kind of give them up. It was hell for
me. So you were unhappy with being something and doing something?
Yeah, because I put too much into being, okay, now I'm this person and I'm working here. I spent so much effort trying to get there. Now I want to get out of that because it's not what I thought it was.
So which one are you most interested in?
Right now, neither.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right now, neither.
All right, Doug, want to respond?
I would say I am most interested in being something.
And what? Explain.
Well, it's just my ego nature. It's just something that I always want to look good. I always want to. But I think I see that they're both the same in the sense that, I mean, because you could do good and look good at the same time too, right? Or at least do good for a certain ego reason. And so, but most of my life, my nature has been to look good. I've been most interested in looking good.
So now you prefer what?
I think to some degree, I still prefer to look good.
So you rather be or do?
Be.
Oh, okay. Because you want to look good?
That's my...
Oh, okay. Amazing. This is so interesting to me. Anchor Baby, being or doing?
I'm more interested in doing.
I'm sorry?
I'm more interested in doing.
Explain.
Because I already am something, even if I don't know it. even if I don't understand it, I already am being. And I think ever since I've been.
You're already something?
Even if I don't know it, I gotta be something. Even if it's nothing. Even if it's nothing, if what I am is nothing.
Why are you laughing so hard? What? And so you say you're most interested in doing because you're already something?
Correct.
And what are you?
What I mean is, what I'm saying by that is, I already am something, even if I may not know it, even if it's nothing. I don't want to say I am nothing because I don't know that. But I already am whatever I am, even if I don't understand it. And I've been trying to be something my whole life, is what I'm trying to say. And even as a little kid, I wanted to either be cool, be strong, be something.
Okay.
And trying to do that my whole life didn't really work. So that's why I'm interested in doing. Since now I know that what I do is not who I am, then I can actually be useful. I could be like doing what's right in front of me because people kind of need me to do my work.
Okay.
Simple things.
So doing.
Yes.
Okay. The young man in the hat want to respond.
In the beginning, I thought I wanted to be something, but I prefer doing now as I was thinking throughout the week.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel that I'm not in my head when I'm doing something.
Oh, okay.
So it keeps me out of my head.
Okay. Amazing. The young man in the red shirt, and then this young lady dying to respond. Yes.
I think I'd rather be doing something because, just like Hector said, if you want to be somebody, you're constantly in your head.
Oh, okay. So you're more interested in doing?
Yes.
Okay. And why?
Because otherwise you're constantly in your head when you want to be something. It's like a never-ending cycle of living inside your head.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Which are you most interested in, being something or doing something?
I don't think I fully understand.
Speak into the mic.
I don't think I fully understand the question because I just walked in.
You just walked in?
Yeah, but I feel like...
Is this your first time?
No.
Oh, okay.
I feel like hearing everybody respond sounds really overly complicated.
Speak into the mic for me, a little
I feel
louder.
Like when I've heard everyone like respond to you, it sounds kind of complicated to me when it... like seems like it could be simple, like you should just be still, like you are you, just be and know, like be still and know, and then like that's not something that you'll ever have to think about. Am I being, just be, like if you find like your stillness in God, like be still and know within him, and then just do you after that, like you won't have to think about like I don't know if that's even I don't know if I answered your question, but I don't.
Nice. I'll get to it in a minute. Hate, want to respond?
I think I'd rather do something.
And why?
I would tend to get bored. Just be in something.
Oh, I didn't mean to laugh.
It just comes natural.
You get bored at being something?
That's why I'm more potentially, yeah.
And what were you that made you bored? When were you something and you got bored?
Lots of times I'm something, and it kind of, the newness of being something wears off, and then so I have to do something.
Oh, so lots of time you were something and it wore?
Yeah.
The newness of being something wore? What right. were you?
All kinds of different things.
Amazing. Yes, Sean. Being or doing?
Doing.
And why?
Because doing things like physically is a good way to get to know myself.
Like, I can start to see that I can't help myself. No matter what action I'm taking, you can see that you can't help yourself. In the process of doing that thing, you can see that you can't help yourself. And being something is just the game. Like, calling yourself this, calling yourself that, trying to be something is just a game. So I'm more interested in doing something.
Oh, okay.
Because it helps me get to know myself.
Two other people want to respond. This young man dying to respond, right? Which are you most interested in, being something or doing something?
Doing something.
And why?
Because I think otherwise I'd get bored.
You get bored?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I have to constantly keep myself occupied in order to stay out of trouble.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joel.
If I'm understanding the question properly, I think most of my life I've been interested in doing, but I found that trying to do something only burned me out. I only got burned out, and I still didn't overcome. And it was because I was trying to focus on doing the right thing. But then I realized that if I just be it, then I won't have to worry about doing the right thing. I'll just be it, and I'll naturally do it. So I think I've been most interested in doing, even though I see that that's not the proper way to live.
So which are you most interested in now?
I mean, I would like to just be. And
be
just
what?
Just become the things that I'm trying to do that is right.
Oh.
To become right instead of trying to just do right, because it's just kind of faking it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right here. Which are you most interested in, being or doing? Being something or doing something?
Neither, but definitely not doing something. Because for me, I don't know what to do. I can make a whole list of things to do, but it's exhausting. And at the end of the day, nothing really comes of it. And it's just a lot.
And so you said neither.
Neither, but definitely not doing.
You're not interested in being anything or doing anything.
But doing something definitely doesn't, I don't know what to do.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right. What do you think about this question? You. Yeah.
No, me. No. I think it put me in perspective on what's important.
I'm sorry?
It put me in perspective of what's important. That
what's important?
I mean, now that I'm thinking about it, nothing. Neither of those are important. Okay. But I give them importance. And then the value that I hold in my head makes me feel an emotion towards it, good and bad, nervous, anxious, excited. And I want to do something in order to be something. And it's just another false illusion.
How much time during the day do you put in working on yourself?
That's a good question. I want to say all day, but I know that's not realistic because there are times where I go unconscious. But if you're asking just like hours of the day, maybe 4 to 5 hours, just because I'm aware of it. I catch myself conscious of it, but I know the other times I can be unconscious and I have no clue what's going on until I come back.
Okay. How much time do you put in during the day? Like all week, you guys knew we were coming with this question, right? And blah, blah, blah. How much time do you put in working on you?
I couldn't put a number on it, but...
I'm sorry?
I couldn't put a number on it, time-wise, but just it's just throughout the day, just if I do slip up, I'll catch myself. So it may be all day, because even if I do go unconscious, I have to be aware that I am, and... It seems like that's still working on myself throughout the whole day.
So you say you work on yourself?
I would say all day then.
All day?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Amazing. How much time do you put in working on you?
Thirty percent?
And why 30?
Well, it's my best guess. Because, I mean, I don't know for sure.
Okay.
I would guess 30%.
And why 30?
Because Well, in this case, 70% of the time I'm caught up in other things. I'm not conscious. I'm doing all the tasks that I have to do.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes those occupy my mind completely.
Okay. Amazing. Yes, right here.
One thing I noticed about that, about myself, is that I don't notice the obvious, and I'm blind because I'm in my mind thinking about who am I, who can I be. It's almost shocking because, you know, when the little girl said she saw everything, she sees the colors on the wall, she noticed the four or five things because she's conscious and she's like right here and right now. Whereas I came in, I didn't know that you had a haircut or, you know, I was blind to it. I was in my mind.
How much time do you put in working on yourself during the week?
About 6 hours a day, 8 hours a day. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Interesting. The reason I'm asking because I want you all to know you got to work on yourself. You really have to work on yourself, and you have to put it first. Seek first the kingdom of God in the right way. You can't put anything before that. If you want to climb the mountain all the way and go over, you got to work on yourself. And I'm noticing that you come back on Sunday and you don't sound like you're really working on yourself. I could be wrong. And I know you're doing sometime. You know, I'm not saying you're just not doing anything. But for some reason, you don't come back with anything. Am I missing it? I'm missing it? Right. You got to work on yourself. You gotta make up your mind and work on yourself. And you'll be surprised at what's going to happen when you commit to it. You have to have a made-up mind. And I understand that when you're at work, you got those practical things you got to do, right? So you may go unconscious for a minute and focus on that. But as soon as you're done with that, you got to come back to consciousness, come back to presence. And because if you were present, you will already be free. Really. The only thing that's keeping you from being free is that you're not present at all time. You don't want to keep going in and out of consciousness. That's where the devil wants you. He wants you in and out of consciousness. He doesn't want you to stay present. And again, I understand when you're doing your work, you got to focus on the work. That's practical, right? But as soon as you're done with the work, you got to come back to present. And once you're in present, you're going to be taken care of. Because Christ, he was what he said he was. He was it. He wasn't just a doer. He was it. And as a result of being something, doing it naturally follows. Because whatever you are, what you're going to do. But if you're it, Christ was it. He was what he said. And so he did what he did because he couldn't help it. His nature was that of God. And so as a result, he went about doing what he did. That makes sense? So you want to be it. You want to, that's what you're striving to overcome, that old nature. Because it's the old nature that caused you to have fear and doubt and anger and not sure about things and taking things personally and worrying and envy and jealousy and strife and insecurity. That's what your nature is. And so as a result of your nature being that, that's what you're doing. And so you want to die. You want the new nature, and doing it will just naturally follow. That makes sense? So you want to be it. You want the new nature. You want to die from the old nature. So you could be. And then being, you would do. That makes sense? Who said yes? Oh, okay. Explain what I just said.
You said that if you just be, you will naturally do.
Yeah.
The thing that I thought about, though, when you asked the biblical question is, I know that there are times where you've said you should aim to be nothing. So that was at the forefront of my mind. And every time I've, like in the past, if you had asked me that question, I would have said I'm more interested in doing something. But being something, I don't want an identity, right? So you're saying the answer is be something, right?
Right.
But if I'm looking at it from the perspective of not wanting to identify with anything and not being anything and just letting God show me who I am, how is that the answer?
When you be, you are nothing. And see, so what's happening is Satan is confusing you with the conversation, right? And so when I asked the question, right away he told you, well, you want to be nothing. You want to be a doer. You don't want to be anything. And that's what Satan does. He starts speaking those things to you. He speaks the Bible to you or whatever to keep you from knowing the truth. And so that's why you got to avoid all thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time. Because Satan will. He'll just quote in your head what we all have agreed here in this room. And you think that's it. And you won't get... And you're not paying, you won't get past that, but you're not paying attention to that, oh, the devil is talking to me. That's not me saying that. That's the devil.
I am a little bit.
Those are the devil giving, that's the devil giving me those thoughts. And when the devil give you those thoughts, you let them pass so the truth can come.
Okay, so one last thing then. So how is it the devil if I'm aiming to not be anything and to do the silent prayer though?
And when you say you're aiming not to be anything, what do you mean?
Like I don't know who I am to begin with. So who am I to be if I don't know who I am? So in my quest toward finding who I am, I'm doing the silent prayer.
Right.
To discover that. Yes. So how is that the devil talking to me saying that? He's telling you.
I understand that question. Who is dying to respond to that question? This young lady said it first, and then I understand. Good question. Yes.
I really don't understand the question.
Oh, you don't? It was a dumb question?
Completely. No, it wasn't a dumb question. I'm just trying to process it. Could you maybe repeat it?
I don't mind at all. I'm fine with that.
This is so interesting. Go ahead.
What I'm asking is, you know, my whole reason for being here is to watch myself and to become what God wants me to be. To that end, I don't know who I am because I'm discovering that as I'm trekking down this path. So because I don't know who I am, there's nothing to be. So what I do is the silent prayer. Okay. To the end of discovering who I am. So how is it the devil telling me, oh, he's telling you, you're not being something, when I am doing something to find out who I am? So how is it the devil? Because Jesse just said that was the devil, and I have an issue with that.
Yeah, that's so interesting, because when I was thinking about your question, I thought about that as well, because I was like, well, maybe you should do, because, you know, you're not, what really are you, you know?
Yeah.
So that makes sense, because I was battling with that as well, of the doing versus the being.
Oh, okay.
Because what are we really?
Okay. He want to explain what I said, that she would listen to the devil.
Could you read one more time? Sorry.
I understand. So when I threw out the biblical question, which are you most interested in being?
Right.
I mean, in being or doing, right? And right away, the devil said in her head, well, you're interested in doing
right.
because you're nothing.
Right.
And so she went along with doing because she is working on being nothing, right? Well, what do you say to that?
I would say if you should be a child of God, or in my case, a son of God. And everything you do would be directly related to that.
Am I wrong in saying that she would listen to the devil?
Not necessarily.
And why?
because of the thoughts. The thoughts open you up to bad suggestions.
Yeah. Yes.
But the thing is that it wasn't a thought. I didn't even think about it.
You said it yourself?
No, what I'm saying is that I didn't immediately come to that conclusion here.
Right.
I mean, I did answer the question, but that's not the conclusion that I didn't even think about why I answered that way. Now, as the week progressed, as I always do, I pondered the question. And I'm just trying to understand, like, from my perspective, as I was going through this, Jesse, because I really want to
right.
get
I understand
this.
It. Stay with Seriously. It, stay with it, stay with it.
So as I pondered this, you know, my perspective was legitimately, okay, who am, like, the whole question being, the whole part of it that says being something,
yeah.
how can I be anything? Who am I to be if I don't know who I am? So I'm doing the silent prayer to right. discover who I am. So I don't understand how that could be the devil when I still am doing the silent prayer. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm putting one foot in front of the other. I'm allowing God to direct my steps. Then how is that the devil talking to me? Could it be something? Could it be that it was not the devil?
I want to let a couple of people respond, and then okay. yes, you are.
I think it goes back to dropping the morals and values and, like, really just being free and letting yourself, just learning yourself, because doing these things or just doing because it's just another moral and value, because Jesse said do this, Jesse said do that, and then we try to do it in pursuit to try to know who we are, but we're still not being to find out if it's true or not. So letting yourself be is not having any standard of
morals.
Everybody
relax. Y'all are intense. Relax. It's just fellowship. It's not a test. Relax. He's doing this. Go ahead.
Yeah, just not having any standard of doing or any of that and just being a living being. And just being free to do and learn and experience life.
What's the devil talking to her about the question itself? About being something like, she says she's nothing.
Right.
What's the devil talking to her?
Well, the devil comes in when it's now like, I'm nothing, but then I should do this or do that. So the devil is involved if now you're, again, trying to do. When there should, especially when you don't know yourself, and as we're all getting to know ourselves, we need to stop, in my opinion, trying to do, because if you just do, you're doing based off of what someone told you to do or intellectually, and it doesn't last. But being and going through the process of just being and being free, making mistakes, learning, is when you actually know that you know, and then you become it. So I don't know if that makes sense, but it's a lot of words.
Well, can yeah. I just say one, but the yes. doing, like, okay, I don't do the silent prayer because Jesse said it or anybody said it. I do
Why
it because,
not?
Well, I do, that's how I initially started doing
right.
it, because What's you a, said it.
No, I'm playing.
Yeah. But I do it because it, where I don't do it out of obligation. I don't do it out of oh, my morals and values call for me to do the silent prayer. I do the silent prayer because it 100% works. And I've seen it. And to your question about, you know, you guys don't seem like you're working on yourself. I don't want to take, there are a gazillion things that I could tell you about that happened through the course of the week that will support how effective the silent prayer has been for me.
Right.
But I don't want to monopolize the church service.
I have control of that. You know, don't worry about that.
Okay, but the, okay.
That's the devil telling you that.
That's okay.
You
I will accept that.
Monopolize it.
That's, huh?
And that's the devil telling you, don't say everything. But I have control of that. Don't worry about that.
Sure. Yeah. So I do accept that. But I do the silent prayer because it's real to me and it's effective to me. I mean, my husband is even doing the silent prayer every single day now.
Right
and
on.
Collectively, we are seeing magic literally happen in our lives. It's not really magic. It's just a word. But it's amazing, the benefits of doing that and allowing God to literally direct every single step that I take. I literally, that is my perspective now. When there's an issue, when I'm happy, when there's anything happening, I lean into being present, doing the silent prayer, and God literally directs every little step. It's okay. Amazing. So I do it because I've seen the benefits, and I know it's what I'm supposed to be doing as a child of God.
Okay. Yes, Rhema.
I'm grateful that you're committing yourself to a silent prayer. You still have an ego problem dealing with just being still and know. But I just want to leave you with certain words a philosopher named Blaise Pascal says: all our problems of the world can be resolved by the simple fact that we need to sit down and be quiet.
Yes, amazing. You got your hand? Okay, go ahead. Nick, did I see your hand, Nick?
I did. I have my hand, but if you're going to move on, no problem. That's the devil. Okay. Are we trying to? Sorry, I'm a little confused. Are we trying to prove if the devil was talking to her?
Yeah.
Okay. The part I don't understand, I'm confused, is did you say you knew yourself or no?
No.
No.
Huh? No, I
did not
say
that. So you're unsure of who you are, or are you sure of who you are?
I have no idea who I am.
Okay. So then why are you saying that you know that you're nothing?
Because why am I saying that I know that I'm nothing? Now this is getting pretty philosophical.
That's my proof.
Well, why would I say that I am something? Like, what is the opposite of being something?
I'm not sure either.
Okay,
that I know if I don't know. I'm not going to say that I'm nothing if I don't know that.
Well, if I know that I'm nothing, if I know that I'm not something, then to me, as a human all we have is the English language, all I can say is that I'm nothing. Because that's the opposite of that.
Do you think about being nothing?
Pardon?
Do you think about the fact that you're nothing?
No.
That never crossed your mind?
Absolutely not. I'm just starting from a fresh slate. I've emptied myself out. I'm not claiming to be what I was because that's not who I am, and I know that isn't who I am.
Okay.
So I'm just here, nothing.
Yes, Doug.
I think when we don't know ourselves, I think we should leave the option open to realize that the devil can talk to us. Because it seems like if I knew myself, I'd be aware 100% of the day, and the devil wouldn't have, there'd be a space between me and the devil. But if I don't know myself, in my way of thinking, I have a tendency to see that, well, I obviously see that I am not aware 100% of the day, so the devil can, and since I still kind of see, the devil can still talk to me and I still believe it. That's probably the easiest way to say it. So I think if we don't know ourselves, we should leave the option open that we're not 100% with God yet.
How many of you, at some time, it crosses your mind that you're nothing? It doesn't cross your mind. And the rest of you, it never crossed your mind? No? Yes? No? It never crossed your mind that you're nothing. It never crossed your mind? Don't be scared. It's just a fellowship.
I think the word nothing...
Thank you. The word nothing, I don't look at myself as nothing. I look at myself as there's a spirit in this body that I don't know. And when I get still and, you know,
Does it cross your mind or that you're nothing?
No, I don't. Because I don't think the spirit that God made me out is nothing either. It's just something I'm unfamiliar with. I don't think it's nothing. No.
So let me see the hands. When during the week or during the day, it never crosses your mind that you're nothing. Okay. It never crosses your mind. It doesn't cross your mind. Why not?
Well, what do you mean by I'm nothing? That's the problem. I'm not sure what you're asking me.
Does it ever cross your mind that you are something?
I mean, I'm something in regards to other human beings because they have to identify me. I can't just be like, that guy's not there, right? That's that guy that just cut me off in traffic, or that's my friend. So I guess I don't really understand when you... Like nothing in compared to something?
Yeah, I'm going to make that clear in a minute.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, it's an amazing question. Does it cross your mind that you're nothing? Did I see your hand?
I said that, yeah, it does cross my mind that I'm
nothing. And when it crosses your mind, what do you do about it?
Nothing.
Here's the point that I want to make, is that when we fellowship, don't remember what I say. Or what somebody else in the room says. Let it go in one ear and out the other, because the devil will use it against you. He will use it against you, because this question, which one you rather be, I mean, which would you rather be or doing, if we've talked about being nothing, the devil going to tell you, oh, well, you're nothing, so you want to be. I mean, you want to do, right? Or you're nothing, so you don't want to be or do, right? And I want you to watch those thoughts, because the devil will give you the thoughts that we've talked about here, and let that pass. Don't identify with it at all. I remember when I first woke up and I realized I didn't need to be doing all that praying out loud and carrying on. And so I stopped doing it, and the devil used to pray for me. He was like, without me saying a word, he was like, oh, Lord, help me. Right, and I'm like, I didn't say that. But he would pray for you. He would give you, he would repeat what we say here, so you would think that everything we talk about is the same. Because he won't let, if you left an empty mind, then that question, who would you rather be or do, the answer would come. It would be revealed to you what it is. But if you hold on to, I never think about I'm nothing. Oh, I never think about I am something. But when those thoughts come to my mind, I let them pass now. Because I know it's just a thought. It's something the devil want to pretend to be God, so he'll remind you of what you heard. And you'll say, yeah, I'm nothing. Right? But that'll be a lie, because he said it. That makes sense a little bit? That makes sense a little bit? In what way?
You know, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but...
And what am I saying?
Okay, well, you're saying that the devil will twist up something that you're presently talking about if you're referencing the past. Like, in referencing the past, he will twist up what you're saying in the present.
Right. But if you were not present right now, he'll twist everything. As we're saying it right now, he'll be telling you what that means and what to do with it, how it is, right? And if you're not really aware that that's the devil talking to you, you'll believe it and repeat it and think that that's it. He'll take everything and use it against you.
Well, it gets complicated to me, Jesse, because it's difficult to not remember some of these things that you say. Like, all thoughts are all lies all the time.
Right.
You know, yada, yada, yada. And, of course, you know, and I'm not debating you on this, and I'm not pushing back on it. I'm just expressing.
No, go ahead.
To me, that's the conundrum, and it gets very dicey for me because it makes it feel like, okay, am I going to even recognize who the devil is and who God is? Am I going to be one of those people walking down the street talking to myself? Because now I'm just really confused. So, you know, my thing is that God knows my heart. So I believe that there's, he knows my heart. He knows that I'm seeking and going after him. I believe there's some protection that he's going to offer up to prevent the devil from completely causing me to be so confused that I don't know whether I'm coming or going when I'm here. That's the end of my thought.
It's clear. Yeah. I understand. How many people can relate to that? Okay. How do you relate to that? Yes. And speak into the mic and a little louder. Can you come up here and sit with us? This is Joe. He doesn't bite. That way I can hear you a little better. Go ahead.
I thought that when you started explaining what you were feeling when you brought up, like, didn't you say that he said be nothing when you guys first talked about it and this fellowship? Yeah,
that's what I said. The devil talking to you. Because you said that.
I just like want, because then you said like you shouldn't take, you know, just things I say and take them home with you and let those like be like, you know, let it be in one ear out the other. But she didn't do that. And then like maybe like got confused about it. And I don't think like the devil like put a thought in her mind. I think she heard you say it. And then maybe she like it got misconstrued because maybe like miss something, but that's not to say that I don't think that like the devil can like put negative thoughts in your mind in general. Like I think that just having any negative thoughts, like depressing thoughts and stuff, like that's generally not gonna like come from God, right? Like, but in this instance, I think like maybe it was like you heard it and that's how it came into your mind, like not like Satan whispering to you in your ear or something about it. Because I just felt like you were like, that upsets me, so I want to know like why he says that the devil is talking to me, and I think that you heard him say it, and that's what happened. But I have a question for you as well. Like, is this like non-denominational Christian-based fellowship? Like,
do we know?
Is this fellowship like a non-denominational Christian-based?
Yeah. Yes. Non-denominational.
So, like, when you're talking, like, you're taking things from the Bible and talking about them, or these are things that you just are like...
Everything we talk about is in the Bible, yes.
Okay. But like when you're saying something like you said, be nothing, is that something that you took from the book?
Yes. Well, I have read it in the book, but it makes sense to me now. So I'm just speaking off from my heart. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you a Christian?
Yeah.
You're a Christian?
Yes.
Oh, non-denominational?
I mean, that's what my mom says that we are, but I'm like, I'm Christian,
about
I accept Jesus.
Yeah,
into
it's
my
just
heart.
For communication purposes. Somebody asked you, you're a Christian? Yes. But you don't identify with being that.
But I don't identify with what?
Being a Christian.
I do identify with being a Christian. If that's what means that, like, Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, and, like, he will give you, like, salvation and, you know, lead you never astray, like, in, like, if that's what Christianity is, I'm a Christian.
Oh.
If that's, we're talking about the same Christianity here. I don't know about you, but that's what I'm talking about.
I know about that Christianity, but it's just false. It's an idea and it doesn't work. It's real, but it doesn't work like that. Because it's just an idea. Jesus Christ saved my life. I'm born. All that. It's just an idea, but if you notice, those people who think that way, they still have fear, doubt, envy, jealousy, strife. They worry. They have anger. They are not free. But they can quote all those things just like that. And they don't know that everything is already done. That he's already come. The resurrection has already happened. You're already free. You're not a sinner. You're not a saint. And it just worries. And because they have identified with those, with the Bible, with the words. That makes sense?
Yeah. But I think, like, that those are things of human nature, like anybody, a Buddhist.
Human nature?
Yeah, like those things you said, like anger, doubt, this, that, like that's anybody, whether you have God in your life or not.
But
I think,
it shouldn't
like,
be you, though, if you are of God. It is anyone, but it's abnormal to be that way. It's abnormal.
Right. Like having a relationship with God obviously takes, like, you know, I don't want to say work as if it's a chore, but it takes like your
energy, like you give your spirit, like, and if you're not doing that, then of course, like, you won't, like, be
having
walking.
A relationship with God takes nothing.
Huh? Well, it should, for me personally, at first, when I was first introduced to, like, Christianity and started learning about God and stuff in my young age, it felt like, oh, I've got to study and this is a chore, like, to have a relationship with God. But now as I'm older and my relationship has grown stronger and deeper, I feel like, wow, this comes naturally. I'm not even thinking. I'm not even, like, feel like I'm exerting some, like I'm trying so hard. It's just, like, you pray, you talk to God, like everything, you should have given it up to Him, and then you're free.
Have you done that?
Yeah.
So you have no anger or fear or anything?
Of course I do. I'm human, but like...
You're human?
Yes.
But humans are evil.
Yes.
So you're evil?
Well, God created man like to have free will to sin or not to sin.
Are
so
you
yeah.
evil?
Yeah, there's... I mean, I don't think I'm evil. No, I don't. But I think that there are like... things that I've done or said, you know, that aren't like, I mean, everybody makes mistakes, you know? I'm not saying I've made evil mistakes, like something detrimentally going to banish me to hell or something
if
like that.
If you're of God, why do you still have fear?
It's a worldly issue of mine that I need to overcome.
But why would you overcome the world?
Because it feels hard to fully give up, like, every little worry and doubt that you have, like, you must give it up to God because, like, some things, they're out of your control and, like, He's
and how doing, do you give it to God?
You know, like, pray and also just talk to Him about it and tell Him that God.
But why isn't it not working? It's not working for you.
Oh, it works.
But then you still have it, so it's not working.
I'm still what?
You still have it.
Well, I mean, I'm afraid of snakes. I see a snake in my face.
We're not
talking
about snakes.
Like, but you were talking about fear.
I'm talking about your fear.
I do still have fear because, like, if I saw like a snake,
we're
I'd
not
be
talking
afraid.
About snakes. I'm talking about the fear that you live with.
Yeah.
And that's in you.
Yeah, I think I also have anxiety, so like that also like plays into it, and that is something.
I'm sorry?
Anxiety.
But you shouldn't have anxiety. It comes from fear.
Yeah, right. It's not of God.
Why
like,
don't you let that go?
The devil's talking to me, man.
So why do you listen to the devil if you have God? That's what I'm talking about.
It's a battle.
The devil. You shouldn't be listening to the devil.
It's a battle.
It shouldn't be a battle. It's not your battle to fight.
It isn't. I should give it up, right? But
then
it's
why
like,
don't you?
I just feel like in moments, like, it's hard. You know, you get so, like, twisted in your thoughts and
let me
you
say
spiral.
This to you because of time. Give up the fight. And all you do is watch the battle happen between the darkness and the light. You don't need to do anything. You can't fight it, so stop fighting.
Right, give it up to God. Right?
No.
You don't agree with that?
I don't agree with you, then.
I'm sorry.
I know what you say about... you can't give it up to God. You have to just stop fighting it and watch the battle happening. Let the light of God shine on the battle, on the devil, and He'll fight it for you. It's not you.
Right, like giving it up to God, basically.
All right?
That's what you just said.
Yeah, that's nice. But I understand, because of time, we'll discuss it some more. But because of time.
I'm going to take this thing away from
here. Is this a tough the situation about listening to the devil thing? It makes sense? It makes sense? Right here, Sean. Because I got to do some do's and don'ts, and then we're out of here. Yes.
I was going to say real fast. The whole devil situation in this week, being something, doing something, I noticed that everything that I was trying to accomplish, whether I was going to be something or do something, I noticed that I just wanted an answer. And
you want an answer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I something? What is it?
Yeah.
And I'm looking. Or should I do something? And I'm doing. I just want to know. And that's what's bothering me the most. And I feel like the devil knows that I want that. So he uses it against me. Here you go.
Absolutely.
You're nothing. You're something.
Yeah.
Now you believe in God. Now you don't. And he just keeps throwing this junk at me.
So you,
and I'm upside down.
If you stay with it, you're going to get to the point where there's no thinking. Zero thinking. God is not, he doesn't want you thinking. He just wants you living without thinking. But the devil wants you to think. He wants you to think about what we said here. He wants you to think about the past, the future. He wants you to think. And that's why he's constantly giving you everything we talk about. or everything you read in the Bible, or everything you heard your parents say, or everything you grew up with, because he got to keep you in thinking. He got to keep you away from the knowing. And so when he does that, what I'm telling you to do is to just let those thoughts pass. He'll tell you to pray. He'll tell you to cry out to God. And if you don't cry out to God with words, he'll cry out to God for you, inside of you, and you think it's you crying out to God. But that's the devil doing that. God is not into thinking. You got to stop thinking. That's the devil's voice. That's his voice. Think about your practical stuff you do, your work and all that kind of stuff. I'm not talking about that. You don't live by that. But you got to give up thinking. You can't think of yourself as being nothing or being something. That's the devil thinking on your behalf. And then when you are convinced that you're not your thoughts and you're not your feeling, you'll be home. You'll be free. But you're not convinced yet when you believe the devil. That makes sense a little bit? Really, when we fellowship, don't hold on to it. Let it go. And the devil going to try to make you hold on to it now. But let it go in one, and you know, you'll see. It'll work. You'll be fine. But you got to trust. You got to stop trusting thinking. And you got to become one. When you become one, your whole, everything is done. You're free. There's nothing to think about. And he'll constantly make you think about something. When you open your eyes in the morning, he's already have you thinking about something. You notice that? Let that pass. When you open your eyes, he'll tell you, oh, you need to do the silent prayer. And when he tell you that, let that pass. But just do your prayer anyway. But give no room to that thought of, I got to get up and do the silent prayer. That's the devil talking to you. That makes sense? Yeah? No? Yes, sir. And I want to give you some quick stop it things. Yes, sir.
I have a routine for the morning, so do I just cut that out? Because I wake up, I go and I put my coffee to brew, and then as my coffee's brewing, I just go outside, look at the clouds, and then just do my prayer.
I mean, don't even think of it. Just do it. That's what you do.
Yeah, that's why I'm just doing it. Like, I'm not thinking about it.
You got to get away from thinking.
Yeah.
And I know you're trying. I know you're working on it. But don't even think of yourself as working on it. And I'm trying and I'm doing this, right? Just do it. And then watch those thoughts and let them pass. That makes sense? There shouldn't be a struggle with this at all. Because there's no, I'm about to say it again, there's no use to struggle. To struggle. It's really not there. And what I mean, oh, here's what got to happen. The death of the ego is about dying away from the illusion of self. There's no self. Your vanity have to die. All your illusion must die. So when you come alive by forgiving and the light comes on, now you're looking at all these illusion selves that you've been living with, calling them you. Calling yourself fear, calling yourself doubt, thinking that you got to have this, thinking you got to have that. All those illusions must die. And that's the thing that doesn't want to die. The devil doesn't want your illusions to die. You got false illusion about self. When you lose all that, then you'll be free. What? That makes sense? All of your illusions. And it's, believe me, this young man I was talking to the other day that I told you about, he gets to the point where all of his false identities are dying, but the fear of it overtake him. And because the fear is great, right? And the fear overtake him, because he think he is the fear, he come back to the false illusions. But you got to, the fear, you got to take the fear. It's not you. The fear is the devil dying, the false self dying, and he doesn't want to die. But you got to go all the way with this. This makes sense a little bit? So here's what I wrote down, stop it. because I'm counseling with a lot of people and everybody doing the same thing. Number one, stop. Stop taking care of mama. Don't let mama make you feel guilty about taking care of her. And all she brings is a problem for you. I hear it all the time. And when you get over the guilt of having to take care of mama, then you, if you want to, you'll do it. And if you don't, you don't. And if you do it, you'll do it the right way. And there will be no guilt. But mama has put guilt on you that this guy called the show the other day, and he and his wife and family bought some land, and they moved out away to this nice land because they were getting ready for the end times. And why y'all laughing? And it's funny, the end time had already happened, and people think it's still going to happen. But anyway, that's a different story. And so he bought, and I may not be saying this story exactly right, but he bought mama's a house, or made her house down the road from them. And it sounded like whenever you come into the road, mama's house is not far off, because mama be hanging out the road complaining. Tell the dog to shut up. You and this and you that, right? And I would have never taken mama on my land. The guy said, it's just been hell since they brought the mother. You're not obligated to your parents. Your parents are supposed to prepare themselves. I remember my son told me once, he was mad at me. And I didn't do something. I forgot how the story went. He like, you're going to need me to take care of you one day. I'm like, I am? I wasn't even thinking that way. But those are the thoughts of most people. They automatically think they got to take care of your parents. And the parents think that one day you're going to have to take care of me. Like they had you so you can take care of them. Why have children and then you develop the mentality, my children down to take care of me? It's not their responsibility. God said when you get married, go far away from them. Start your own family. Don't go by her family. And don't go near his family. Don't let them move down the road. So stop that. Anybody disagree with that? You disagree? You're supposed to honor your parents. You honor them by not being angry at them. Forgive them for the mistakes they made. That's the honor. You love them. When you don't have anger, you have love. That's all required. And if you want to do it, you help. And then I see people pushing their old parents in a wheelchair. And you can tell they mad. And they trying to get into the post office door with the wheelchair. They hit the door with mom on it. They hit it because they want to push her over. And I can just see they think, why did I get stuck with this old lady? And most of the time it's the mother. Sometimes it's the father. Most of the time it's the mother. You're not obligated for that. Y'all didn't, nobody tell your mother, y'all have me, I'm going to take care of you. Right? Oh, and then stop what? Oh, as of this point, stop teaching. Cut it out. And the reason I say that, because a lot of people are waking up around the world, and the first thing they do is go tell somebody. Oh, you need to stop hating your mama. Oh, you need to do this, and you need to do that, and you need to make your wife obey. You need to do this. And now the family hate them. And their friends hate them. And the reason they hate you is because they don't want to hear the truth. It's like throwing pearls before swine. They don't want to hear it. But you, I understand you're happy, right? And so you're telling them because you want them to wake up too. But they're hating you for it, and then they build an army against you. Look at him or look at her. They think they're better. What do you mean you hate your mama? And you're hoping that they would get it because you can now see. Don't teach no more. And when you don't teach and be, and it will happen, don't try to make yourself be either. It'll happen on its own. But God will use you, your mouth. He will control you as to when and where to help. And what to say, and it'll be to the right person, they will want it. So cut out this. I can't tell you the people who are suffering because they went and taught the family or told somebody, and now they're all alone and everybody hate them. Anybody ever experienced that? Yeah. Stop doing it. Tell me quickly about your experience there. Short, sir.
When I first came to Bond, I just, you know, I never heard the type of message you were saying, and I knew it was already true within me, but I used to think that I was crazy for thinking that. So when I finally came to Bond and I had like the same kind of mindset, I got excited. And then I would go around telling everybody about it, thinking that I was righteous, but yeah. It was all ego and they turned against me.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Tell me your experience. And then it's y'all later, they were in.
Oh, it's similar to his. You can see people. You can feel it, because especially if you've known them for a long time. There's a change.
Yeah.
They distance themselves from you.
Yes. And they're doing it, the young lady here, they're doing it because they don't want it. And when you're telling them that, they're either getting mad at you and or jealous of you, or the devil working their mind over time. Who do you think you are? I remember when you didn't speak and treat me that way. All kind of mad. Yes, ma'am.
Same thing. It was really with my family who I really wanted them to hear your message.
Yes.
My mom, obviously, she was the first one that I was like, oh, please, God. I stopped because she hated you. And I mean, obviously, a couple years after that, she started coming.
Yeah.
And I see the difference. And I remember one time you told me when I had just started coming, I'm like, oh, my mom has cancer. You know, she's probably going to die or something. And you were like, well, you know, if she forgives her mom, you know, she'll survive her cancer. And she literally did, thank God. So, I mean, it's true what you say. Your actions, your way of being literally speaks for you to the yeah. point where you don't have to go and try to spread the message. They see it and they want it. And then it just, that's it. And you just Absolutely. Plant your seeds and go from there.
The Christians teach you, the preachers, false preachers today, they teach you to go and spread the gospel. And so you out there in the world spreading the gospel, looking crazy. And people hate you for it. Where Christ said, don't give it to the shrine. But they tell you, go out there and preach it, and you don't know what you're talking about, and nobody's accepting it. It will happen naturally. It really will. And the devil want you going out preaching because he want you to lose faith too, for lack of a better word. He wants you to, rather than being alone, he wants you to be with the crowd. So he'll tell you, you know what? Uh-uh. So stop teaching. That makes sense? Anybody disagree with that? Just quietly live your life. And you'll be the light, as Big Mama said, you'll be that example. You'll be the light of the world. And those that are seeking will see something in you. You won't feel it. You won't know it. You can't take credit for it, right? But they'll see something in you and they'll want to know, like, well, what is that? How come you this? Whatever it might be, right? And then the words will come. They really will come. Christ will, he will be in it. And then when the words came, he spoke it to those. Because there are a lot of people, when you read the New Testament, there are a lot of people in the crowd that came to hear Christ speak. And they were sitting right there with him. And then they started getting bored with it. Or they didn't know of Christ. They didn't understand. They'll walk away. They'll leave the meeting because they say you let them get it. Those with ears will hear. Stop preaching. All right? And last thing, when you do feel the anger, because some people, they say, oh, I woke up, I felt so great, and then I felt the anger. Don't identify with it. It's not you. It's not you at all. You've been separated from it. It was you. It really wasn't you before. You thought it was you, but now it's not you at all. And when the fear comes, which is going to be rare eventually, but when the fear comes, don't call the fear you. We are possessed. Those are demons. And now go all the way to the cross, all the way up the mountain, no matter how long it takes, no matter how much fear you have, no matter what. Go to it and overcome it. You have help now. You have the light of God inside of you. And he's trying to save you from the illusionary self. You're none of these things. And so in closing, when Satan tell you and quote things in your head about what we have talked about, see it and let it pass. Don't hold on to it at all. Even the truth, don't hold on to it. Be an empty glass. Hold on to nothing. That make sense? All right. Any comment about that? Okay. Anybody? And work on yourself. And when I say work on yourself simply means be present. Not in your head. That's all you need to do is to be present. Be conscious. And that's going to get easier and easier, and it's going to be harder not to be present after a while. Just stay with it. Be present. You don't want to be in this illusion of past and future and what happened and what people think and what this. Be present, and the present will do the work for you. That's God. And you come down, and he'll help you. Yes, Sean.
Also, you know, if those people who you're trying to teach are angry people, they're going to blame you whether you teach them or not. Like if you teach them,
yes,
they're going to blame you for things going wrong in your life. And if you don't teach them, they're going to blame you.
Yes.
So no matter what, if they're angry, they're not going to want to admit they're wrong. So either way, you're...
They have to want it. And if you, and since you all are working on yourself, you're getting there. You're fine. Just stay with it, right? He'll put people in your pathway that are looking for the truth as well, and you'll be able to help them. The right words will come, and they will get it, and you won't take credit for it. There will be nothing about you that will take credit for it because they won't be your words. It will not be your word, and you'll still be watching yourself. They're not you. All right? So watch those things, and especially over Never Never Land. You're not obligated to help Mama. I know she made you feel that way growing up. She set you up. That's not love. Helping someone out of guilt is not love. Helping someone freely is love. Expecting nothing in return. You don't feel anything for them. You don't feel sad for them. You just want to help. And that's real love. All right? So stay with the silent prayer. Watch the thoughts about everything. All right? If you're not moving your mouth, well, Satan will have you move your mouth too, though. He'll make you say it. But just watch the thoughts about anything, about the truth and everything. That make sense? All right. And as far as working on your life, there's no life to work on. There's no self. You're not a no good person or a good person. You haven't failed in life or succeeded. You haven't been rich or poor. There's nothing wrong with wanting a boat because that's white thing they want. But if you don't get the boat, fine. All right? And then if you don't identify with it like you're a loser because you didn't have the boat or a big house or this or that, you're going to be fine. You'll be satisfied with whatever you have. And you will be living your life not compared to anything or anyone else. You got to live your life. And no such thing as someone holding you back. No one can hold you back in life. Now, I'm not saying people don't try to do that, but if you're in control of you, how can someone hold you back? If you want to be a lawyer and someone say, oh, you can't be a lawyer, go be a lawyer. You know, that's what they think. Those are not your thoughts. You can do what you want. It's up to you. You can't be held back. So stay with the prayer. Watch the thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Whatever happened this morning doesn't exist anymore. All you have is right now, all the time. Stay away from this. You want a no-thinking life. Except practical thoughts, all right? What you gonna have for dinner and blah, blah, blah. But you want a no-thinking life. Like, I'm gonna have barbecue for dinner. I already know that. I don't have to think about that. But y'all understand you want a no-thinking life. You don't want to be thinking about the word. The Christians tell you, think about the word. You're putting that in you. No, you're not. That's the devil thinking about the word, not you. You want a no-thinking life. So just let those thoughts pass. All right? Yes. I'm sorry. Oh, I don't. I don't have one. Isn't that something? I know. What's her name? What's your name again?
Mine, Rachel.
Rachel. Rochelle need a family. She has no family. I'll be your family. I'll be your brother. And that's your sister. Now you got a family. All right. So listen, and it is, I know it's rough in the beginning because we so identify with the not self, the illusion self, illusionary self. But after a while, it's going to be fun working on your life. Because all these things, these selves will disappear. And you'll realize, wow, I didn't do anything. It happened on its own. And so you're going to want to be present at all times. You're just going to want it. And it's going to happen. God would get rid of the illusion and make you present. And then life would just happen. I know sometimes my life runs so smoothly. Satan tell me, oh, you had a smooth day today. I let that pass too. And if I'm not, we're not even worried about anything, upset. Satan said, you had a whole day without being upset. People tend to think, oh, that was good. I feel good. I don't feel anything. When the thought comes that I don't feel anything, let that pass too. You know what I mean? He'll tell you, you don't feel anything. Let that pass too. Don't go with that either. Because the moment you do, now you feel something. He'll cause you to feel something just like that. Yes, real fast. And then I'm done.
I wasn't going to say anything, but it was just like bugging me.
Yeah.
I feel like I was exactly where Danielle was, even last year. And the beginning of this year, I told myself, I'm like, okay, I got to cut Jesse because I was Jesse thumping everything. Like, and I would go right back into my thoughts. And I'm like, wait, but Jesse said this. And for the past 4 months now, I think, I listen to church if I'm not here, right? And every so often I'll catch like the week's clips of like your best scenes of the shows and whatnot. But I, letting go of that identity, I guess, that I was putting on myself about you.
Yeah.
I almost feel dumb not thinking. Like, but I don't want to think because then I feel like that's not me. So the fact that you were saying like, don't think, have a no thinking way of living. I feel like that's where I'm at, but I feel dumb. Because I tell myself, like, well, don't think that. So it's tough. It's tough. But
well, don't tell yourself don't think that and don't tell yourself do think that.
Right.
Because if you feeling dumb, it's only because you think you were smart.
And that's my, I think that's my battle right now because I sit there and I can see myself slipping away into like these thoughts and then I catch it and then I'm like, okay, that's, I sit there and I look at it and I'm like, that's ridiculous because that's not me. And then I go into a no thinking mode and then I feel dumb.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Don't have a conversation. Don't feel smart or dumb.
Okay.
Because I recommend you do, just watch the thought without conversation.
Okay.
Just watch them when they come. You're just watching them coming and going. But you're not, don't conversate with them at all.
Okay.
Don't argue with them. Don't try to do anything about it. Just watch it.
Yeah, because I see these little minions rising and I'm just like, ew. And obviously I know that's not me.
Right.
Right?
And so, just watch it.
Okay.
And that way you won't feel dumb or smart.
Okay.
Because you can't feel dumb if you don't feel smart.
Right, right.
And so let that go.
Okay.
Just watch them. That's all you need to do. The good ones and the bad ones. Watch them. All right? And if you got to face the fear, face the fear. Face it. And the devil is going to be telling you all kinds of things going to happen. If you face the fear, he's going to be telling you, if you face this, this is going to happen. That going to happen. This is going to happen. He's lying to you. Face the fear anyway. All right? Amazing. I'm out of time. I'm so out of time. Don't forget to do the social media stuff. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe. And do your tithe offering, all right? Go and do that. And, you know, Super Chat, we'll reach a Super Chat tomorrow. Don't forget to go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND to make your donations. work on you and let the rest of the world go to hell. All right? You can't save them. You're not responsible for them. Every adult human being is responsible for him or herself. You're not responsible. Just work on you. All right? Thank you all. I'll see you tomorrow. Oh, the women's forum. No, it's not. Men's forum. That's what I meant. Men forum this Thursday night. It's the first Thursday of the month. So come on out, man. It's going to be a doozy at 7 p.m. All right? This is the first Thursday coming up. All right. Thank you all. Bye. Amazing. Amazing.